It's time for Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Brought to you by the Hippocrates Health Institute in West Palm Beach. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Anna Maria.
And Brian Clement, Hippocrates Wellness. So nice to be back with all of you out there all over the planet Earth. I hope you're enjoying yourself and appreciating and have a little gratitude for being alive and well. Today we're going to once again open your minds and hearts and souls to possibilities, the things that each and every one of us can gain from and improve from, and possibly even help the other people on this earth as well as the earth itself. Our real mother. Today's guest is a special guest that we happen to know. He runs and owns a company called BioPBS. Well, you know, when it says bio at the beginning, what that means. Oh, immediately it's going to be about natural stuff. Well, this is so important. Years and years and years ago, on the first Earth Day, I was out marching with my signs. My hair was down to my buttocks at that point. My beard was big. The only one that loved me was my mom. And I was yelling and screaming about what we were doing to the earth. And my God, I would take those good old days back any moment, because we've done a lot more harm than I even suspect it was possible. To such a point now that a conference that Anna Marie and I went to, the leading conference in America on plastics just last summer, talked about if we took the plastic that currently exists in the environment and stretched it, it would cover the globe with 1 inch of plastic over the entire ocean, the highest mountains, the lands, 1 inch of plastic. And it's not stopping. As a matter of fact, all of that recycling you've been doing, and you should continue to do, which I do. We're good people. We get the recycling bins all over Hippocrates campus and at home. But only 8% of the plastic is recycled. Why? Money. Money always seems, you know, money's not evil, but we do evil things with money. It's actually less expensive to produce new plastic, 2 to 3 times less, than to recycle plastic. And we now think we're on track, and we're going to talk to Michael, who's an expert, to produce 3 to 4 times more plastic by the year 2050. So if we're 1 inch under it at this point globally, does that mean we're going to be 3 or 4 inches under it? So Michael McCurian is doing something about it. A lot of us are screaming about it, yelling about it, upset about it. Some of you even get ulcers about this. But Michael's doing it. Michael, so nice to have you on with us today.
Thank you. It's a great honor to be here with you, Brian and Anna Maria.
Thank you.
Tell me what happened to you. What gave you a wake-up? There's lots of ways to make money, but why do you decide you wanted to help the future and people and the earth?
Well, as you frequently teach, it's about contribution, and it's about doing something with your life beyond just making a living. And my family's business was in the packaging business, and this naturally seemed like an area where I could make a huge impact. To be honest, if there wasn't that opportunity, I wouldn't be so interested to be a part of it. But I think packaging and the problems around sustainability is a physical manifestation of other environmental issues. It's just one that you can see directly in front of us. It's one that's very easy for us all to understand. And I saw ways to do something about it when other people really weren't. So when my passion for this first began about 5 years ago, where I really took it seriously, it was always in my mind, but about 5 years ago, I hired some experts in the field of sustainability, and I said, I really want to make an impact here. This is what I want to do with my life. What's the most sustainable packaging? And they kept giving me the same answer over and over again. They said, using recycled content in your plastics is the best way to go. Over and over again. Mm-hmm. And it didn't sit right with me. It didn't sit right. And it's a great example. Sometimes the experts, they don't think outside the box.
Yeah, you're right about it. That's why they're the experts. They're really good at doing the same old thing.
Exactly. And maybe they play it too safe. So yeah. My mission and my journey is what's actually good for the planet. how do we actually think about this word sustainability? The term has turned somewhat into a joke, in my opinion. Yeah. Everyone says it, oh, sustainable this, sustainable that, and I'm here to do something about it.
And there's so many ways people package. They package in boxes and in bottles and in cups, and I mean, so many things that we just throw away. We don't even think about it.
Yeah, I mean, even what we buy at the health store, shame on
single
them.
Use.
It's the same.
Single use.
I mean, you know this better than us. Bring us up to speed. I know California has now put forth a law, I think in the next 5 years, single package will no longer be. New York is flirting with it, close to do it. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing some action in the more wealthy and open-minded states, let's put it that way.
Sure.
So tell us a little bit about that, and do you think that that's going to make any difference at all?
Yeah, I talk about this frequently. I have a podcast, the Sustainable Packaging Show podcast, and one of the things that I've talked about, I've done several episodes on government regulations and the presence of government regulations. You see it in Europe. You see it in states like New Jersey, just did a single-use plastic bag ban, retail ban.
Great.
Where you can't have those single-use plastic bags. So these types of things are happening more and more.
Mm-hmm.
But the downside of it, so that's the positive. The positive is obvious, and there's much less waste that's harmful. The downside is I think it can get people into this mindset of checking the box as opposed to expressing their passion and doing what they actually believe is good for the planet. Mm-hmm. So rather than seeing this as one of the pressing issues of our time, an issue that every consumer cares about, you can't tell me that 99% of people don't care about the planet, the well-being of the planet. So consumers care about this. But rather than just checking the box and saying, I met the regulation, I want to see more brands actually thinking about what they can do outside, beyond the regulation. But to your question, to your point, there's a lot of regulations that are popping up, and I think if nothing more, it's a nudge in the right direction to build momentum and build visibility and get brands really serious, because a lot of brands they're happy, they're making billions of dollars.
Yeah.
They sort of see a need to do this, but not really, and perhaps this is something to move things in the right direction.
When we come back after this break, we're going to talk about how you've actually made exactly the kind of packaging people are used to. But it's healthy. It's healthy for them, it's healthy for the planet, and healthy for the future of our future generations. We'll be right back.
Well your world and transform your life. Hippocrates Health Institute has been healing people, reversing chronic disease, and boosting immunity and longevity for over 60 years. Located in West Palm Beach on 60 lush tropical acres, Hippocrates Health Institute has a program for you. Call them at 561-471-8876. Reserve a consultation and tour today. Visit their website at HippocratesInst.org. Call 561-471-8876. Now back to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness. And we're here with Michael Marcoron. And he is this amazing inventor of and a futuristic inventor that actually works with plastic and making a difference in bio-based plastic. So this is different. How do you make healthy products, Michael?
Well, I think a healthy product is really not so simple. And as we've talked about in the last segment, this idea of what is sustainable is a very vague question in people's minds. So the simple formula that I use and I've used with many of my clients and that I'm promoting and trying to help solve this problem of people not knowing what is sustainable is it really comes back to impact. So to me, healthy packaging, you have to look at the beginning of life. The beginning of life is where the raw materials come from.
Mm-hmm.
And you also have to look at the end of life, where the product is likely to end up.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got to look at the ideal end of life and maybe the more realistic end of life. For example, the plastics industry will say plastics are perfect because the end of life is recycling and they'll go infinitely and they'll be recycled into eternity.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that's not true. We know there's a great risk that those products will end up in the oceans. And as you guys teach, in our food stream. So that should be something that gets everyone's attention. So if we look at the beginning of life, and we say, what are the positive impacts and the negative impacts? And we look at the end of life, and we say, what are the positive impacts and the negative impacts? We have a much better way of understanding what we're doing to our planet, rather than just using this word sustainable, putting a little green leaf icon on it,
right.
and misleading consumers.
Mm-hmm. An iconic symbol. An iconic symbol rather than a real movement.
It's so similar to the word natural, which you guys know better than anyone. Yeah. They throw that word around to mislead people.
Yep.
It means nothing. So it's almost like history repeats itself, as they say.
So everyone listening, let me bring this right down to you. Your body, your family, your friends, your community, the human race. Plastic, by the way, is made out of oil. The same oil that you have in your car that pollute the earth itself and create greenhouse gases. And when you actually ingest that, which you are all day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even if you don't know it, because many of you are wrapped as we are speaking today in plastic clothing. It's called polyester nylon. Mm-hmm. So the same plastic that you get your potato chips in is what you're wrapping around your body. And that's outgassing chemicals that your body perceives as estrogens. Now, to bring you up to speed, the two cancers that are most notable estrogenic cancers are breast cancers, 93% is that. And one of the many books Anna and I wrote is called Killer Clothes. In that book, we discuss two studies that show the women that wear polyester nylon bras have six times, I'll repeat it so you don't miss it, one, two, three, four, five, six times more breast cancer. And so how about if you're eating from the organic health store, mm-hmm. but it's in normal kind of non-compostable, chemically latent packaging, which most of it is. The best health stores around the world, I'm in them all the time, has the same old garbage. Do you think that possibly it's outgassing into the food that you're consuming? Well, we know it is. If you look at the top oceanographic science in the world, doctor out of Oxford, he tells us if you eat as little as three fish meals a week, I used to eat three a day when I ate animals, that you, by the end of the year, have 2 ounces of plastic in organ systems of your body. So when we talk about these things, these are not lighthearted things, and it's good, and it's for the environment. This is for your life. This is for your health. This is for your children's health. And we've got to wake up.
So, and Michael, also probably what you're working against is, you know, the big corporations more or less put the blame on us, the customers, when they could stop making single-use plastic. But they're just like, well, you guys don't recycle, and that doesn't recycle. Tell everybody about why single-use plastic doesn't recycle.
Well, single-use plastics, there's sort of two sides of why it doesn't recycle. One is the recycling rate is extremely low. So while the item may technically be recyclable, if people don't recycle it, then it doesn't get recycled. Second is a huge category within single-use plastics are the flexible packages. Think about those as like bags.
Yeah.
Those are not recyclable. You have to bring them to a separate store drop-off, which most customers don't know. So if you're putting that a flexible package, like let's say a bag, in your blue bin at home, you're actually causing havoc at the recycling center for the small amount of plastics that actually will reach that recycling center. And furthermore, a lot of those bags have multiple layers in them. They're not just plastic. It's plastic. In addition, there's aluminum to keep the products fresh often. Mm. So those bags are not recyclable even in the store drop-off. Yet a lot of people put that nice chasing arrows on the bag to make themselves look good rather than actually doing something about the issue. And plastic's cheap. It's durable. It's easy. It's the status quo.
Yeah.
And until consumers demand it, until consumers vote with their wallets, why would these brands change unless they really care, which maybe some of them do and maybe some of them don't, or maybe some of them do, but the finance department shoots it down. So you don't know what's happening behind the scenes, but the facts speak for themselves. Even still today, you walk through the grocery store, it's littered with plastic.
Well, people like you, Michael, are making a difference. Just this week, by the way, 2 days ago, Sprouts, a national chain here in the United States, said no more bags. Yeah. Now, you can buy a bag from them that's much stronger. It's in between a normal plastic bag and one that you may want to reuse and reuse, and they charge 10 cents. So you are making headways, and we're going to come back and talk to the audience about what differentiates the level of sincerity and ethics that you have versus other people who are attempting to do this, and in a token way, iconic way, putting a little leaf on there and saying, see, we're natural people, maybe you'll buy more of my product. Be right back.
How are you feeling? Wellness awaits you right here in West Palm Beach. Hippocrates Wellness Institute has been transforming lives for over 50 years. Located on 60 lush acres, the Hippocrates Wellness Institute can reverse chronic disease, help you lose weight, increase your longevity and immunity. Call for your consultation and tour today, 561-471-8876. That's 561-471-8876 for Hippocrates Wellness Institute. Now back to health, happiness, and healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org. Now here are the hosts of Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates, Anna Maria and Brian Clement.
This is Health, Happiness, and Healing with Brian
and Anna Maria Clement at Hippocrates Wellness, here with Michael Markarian, and he's the CEO of Contempo Specialty Packaging. Yes. And you would think, boy, this sounds like it would be a boring thing, and it's really the most interesting thing you can think of. I mean, look, we have a mountain or an island in Pacific that is a size of two Texas. And
yes, so, larger than California.
Yeah, so his job is definitely very exciting. That, and the more, it's all about education, that people need to be educated about that there is this possibility, and this needs to go all the way up to the highest in the government.
You bet. So, Michael, when you decided that money wasn't the first objective, but fulfillment and integrity was, tell me how deep a dive you did to make the best product available today.
Well, it was a very deep dive, and it started with education. I believe that education precedes action. You have to learn before you know what to do, and that's much of what I attempt to do with a lot of effort and passion in the Sustainable Packaging Show podcast, to give brands the information they need to make these decisions. So the deep dive began with this word biodegradable, and I think it's a great example of what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. A lot of the times companies come to me and say, what do you have that's biodegradable? Mm-hmm. And at first I would say, what does that word mean exactly to you? Well, it sort of breaks down, and, you know, it's sort of natural, and maybe it's recyclable, you know. So that immediately showed me that there was a lack of clarity. And yeah, as I dug deeper, I recognize that word biodegradable has no definition. The word compostable is different. There's a standard. 90% of the material needs to break down in 180 days. There's a definite standard, but everything biodegradable.
Say that slow. I didn't know. You're informing me of something. So you're saying that compostable means there's a certain ruling. How long does it take to break down?
So it's 90% of the material, in layman's terms, needs to break down in really, really small pieces within 180 days
wow,
without toxicity as measured by certain standards.
Oh, wow, that's great. Yeah,
and most things take hundreds and hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Versus the word biodegradable, it means nothing. So if you look at states like California, Maryland is another one, they actually outlawed the word biodegradable being put on their packaging for that very reason, because people put biodegradable, mm-hmm, and then the consumers sort of had this feeling, maybe I can litter this, maybe there's something special about it, maybe yeah, it's going to biodegrade and magically disappear. Huh. But you know what's happening? Consumers are getting a lot wiser. They're getting a lot smarter. And the brands that are greenwashing, misleading yeah, consumers, it's going to backfire on them, because the consumer's going to say, all those years you were tricking me, and I was loyal to you because I thought you were doing the right thing.
Exactly.
And now that I know better, mm-hmm, I'm not going to support you anymore.
Boy,
I think that's very
boy,
real, and that's going to happen.
Now, this is really a great bit of information. So
yes,
California was wise enough to mm-hmm say, You can't even put this deceptive word on your packaging. Congratulations to them. That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
And so you, on yours, we don't have to put any of that. We can almost put edible. So tell me what you, what the packaging is made out of.
Certain things you can eat that we make certain we don't. So we use a lot of different materials at Contempo. One of the materials is the BioPBS, which is a home compostable biopolymer that we make cups and we do all sorts of great things with. We're doing innovative pod systems where the consumer will buy a jar and then the refill insert is home compostable, where the only waste being created would be the foil seal to keep that insert fresh, and there's going to be such savings in plastic waste. My favorite innovation, which hasn't taken off yet, but it's only a matter of time because it is more expensive than traditional tree paper, is packaging made from 100% hemp fiber.
Yeah.
100% hemp fiber. So we're making labels, boxes. We've done some small orders so far, but we're continuing to pitch this to brands and saying, hey, at the beginning of life, hemp sequesters carbon. It's amazing for soil wherever it's grown.
Hell yeah.
It's preventing trees from being cut down. So think about the power at the beginning of life. Mm. And then at the end of life, it's completely compostable. The fibers are extremely durable to the point where they could be recycled more and more, because as you recycle anything, as you recycle plastic or as you recycle paper, over time, those fibers will slowly break down. Hemp is extremely strong. It was used for textiles. It's been used. There's so many uses for the plant. And we're one of the companies putting it into packaging. And then we also do a lot of steel and aluminum packaging for reuse models. So there's so many options, but everything that we do, we're going to do it with integrity. We're not going to succeed by misleading, because that's not success. That's actually failure in my mind.
Deception,
right? Mm-hmm. And it's not only bad ethically, as I was saying, that's going to be bad for business.
Yes.
Long term, consumers are going to see that and they're not going to buy from you. And maybe that's a wake-up call that some people need to hear.
Well, I agree with you on that. That's amazing.
Yeah, and this is the future, Michael. We need tons of this.
Why isn't Hippocrates using all of your packaging?
Yeah.
Well, maybe we need to make that happen.
Yeah.
You guys are actually pretty good. I've seen the store. I think you're very conscious in a lot of the decisions you guys have made. And there's a lot of new technologies that are hitting the market right now that maybe you should consider.
Good. Well, we will.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah, well, I wish all the packaging we buy, like the strawberries and blueberries that we serve twice a week, that's all single use.
Yeah, but they're big companies. He's got to make inroads. But we have we have a little bit of influence with those people, so we should call.
Yeah.
You have to look at those things, you know, really.
But they don't know about you.
No, but he should look at everything we do on the campus
and
what we're buying, what's coming in.
Right.
And then in some cases, we can call the company and say, look at your packaging in normal plastic. I mean, one of the stunning facts that I was totally unaware of is that plastic never goes away, that it gets smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, but it never, ever, ever ultimately goes away. So when you talked about biocompostable versus biodegradable, it all fit together. It makes complete sense to me. So now in your life, what do you think the future is going to look like? What, imagine I gave you a magic wand and every major corporation and food company and people who use packaging, including Amazon, would use your packaging. How much of an impact would that have on the environment, our health, and all other things concerned with this subject?
We'll start with the fact that there's 380 million tons of plastic being produced every year.
Mm.
So just start with that as the magnitude of waste that we're going to continue making. And one of my good friends who's an innovator in this space as well and is developing a hemp bioresin, he says at a certain point in time, we need to shut off the faucet.
Yeah.
We need to stop the damage. So in my ideal world, magic wand, let's pretend for a moment. Number one, there's complete transparency and accuracy. People stop overstating how perfect their sustainable packaging is or how perfect their packaging is altogether, and they stop saying biodegradable, and they stop greenwashing, and they're transparent. They stop tinting their plastics green to tricking consumers rather than actually making changes. So complete transparency is number one. And number two would be what I was talking about, evaluating the beginning of life, the impact being made, and the end of life being made, and genuinely doing that and making decisions based on that, because sustainability has some subjectivity. It's less objective than some things in health. You guys can instruct, this is horrible for your body because of these reasons.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's different paths in sustainability. Some might be focused on waste reduction. Some might be focused on carbon emissions. Some might be, there's many topics, and sometimes those two things don't go together. And I'll give you one example. Single-use plastic bags, retail bags. The plastic industry will tell you, we are more sustainable because there's less greenhouse gas emissions than when you produce paper bags, which is a fact. However, the vast majority of the people listening and all of us would not say, hey, let's get rid of paper bags and let's move to plastic bags.
Well, you bet.
Because so there's subjectivity, and this is where I think brands have the opportunity to be strategic and think about what's actually making the biggest impact, mm-hmm. and consumers will buy from the brands that are doing things for the planet because they care about the planet.
They too. Michael McCarrion, I'm telling you, you're an amazing guy doing work that is so essential, so important. How do people get a hold of you? There are people listening all over the globe.
Yeah. What's your podcast?
Yeah.
So my podcast is the Sustainable Packaging Show podcast. That's on Apple. That's on Spotify.
Let's go slow again.
Yeah,
Sustainable Packaging.
Yeah, the Sustainable Packaging Show podcast.
And that's on all of the platforms.
Yes, that's on all the platforms. That's the best place to get the education, the cutting edge of what I'm learning. And then you can also find me. I'm launching a new platform right now called Packaged Sustainably. Packaged ED Sustainably, like grown organically, but it's packaged sustainably. And that's going to feature all brands that are using this type of genuine sustainable packaging, because I want to hit it from both sides, not just from the side of connecting with brands, but also giving these consumers who I believe care. Some people say consumers don't care about sustainable packaging. I don't believe that. I believe they really care. No. So now they have that new choice that didn't exist before, where they can shop for, you know, we have Cloud Paper, which is a bamboo toilet paper with zero plastic wrap.
Wow, that's
we have
great.
Camellia Naturals, which is a shampoo bar in a recyclable box. So these brands that meet our standards, now consumers can access them on packagedsustainably.com.
Well, Michael, you are fantastic. You're passionate. You're authentic. You're a breath of fresh air. And all of you that listen to Michael, hopefully you contact him. Those of you that have businesses, consider what he's offering for you to become a little bit more health-minded, happy, and ethical. And for everyone out there on the planet Earth, remember, everything's perfectly fine except the way you see things and perceive things. So change the way you view reality, and reality change. Till next week, all of you be well.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
Great job, Michael.
Thank you, guys. It's a true pleasure. That was a lot of fun, and I really appreciate the chance to be with you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Health, Happiness, and Healing with Hippocrates on Legends 100.3. Call for your tour today, 561-471-8876, or visit HippocratesHealthInstitute.org.